Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This year, the city of Sacramento launched an ambitious historical review of African American history to highlight the significant contributions of Black Sacramentans from the city's earliest years through the 20th century. Before the African American Experience Project began, the city lacked a historic framework to preserve Sacramento's Black experience for future generations. Recently, the project achieved a big milestone in this effort, releasing the first public draft of its historic context statement, an initial outline that will eventually help the city preserve buildings and other landmarks of Black cultural and historical significance in Sacramento. Joining us now with the progress report and to talk to us about this document is Carson Anderson, co-director of the African American Experience Project. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, Vicky. Thank you for having me.
And I have the report in my hands. Thank you for bringing a print version of it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. When we first discussed this project on Inside, it was back in August. Remind us what the African American Experience Project is and what its ultimate goal is.
Yes, we received a grant from the National Trust for Historic Preservation to undertake an overview history of Black Sacramento. We scoped it to begin in the middle of the 19th century and move forward through around about 1980 or thereabouts.
And you're also the former historic preservation director, correct, for the city of Sacramento?
That's correct, yes. From 2016 through last year, when I retired, I was the director of the preservation program.
Well, your retirement was pretty short-lived because now you're co-director of this project. It's not that much time. What brought you out of retirement and back helping the city with something like this?
It was such an exciting endeavor for me. I have kind of a track record of working on ethnic historical documentation down in Southern California, in particular for the city of Pasadena and Los Angeles, and was involved with the Survey LA efforts about 10 years ago to document various ethnic communities and the LGBTQ community there. So when this opportunity arose, I said, I'm available. Bring me in as needed, and I'll help out.
And now you have a historic context statement. It's the first draft. What does this accomplish? How do you explain this to people who are learning about this for the first time?
Yes, the big fancy professional name is Historic Context Statement. It's basically an overview history of Black Sacramento, and it provides a discussion based on historical themes. So where did people come from? Where did they settle at various points in time in the city? So that's one of the themes that we're looking at. What were the businesses? How did business development over 100 years of history change and morph? What were the institutions that were established? What were the churches? When did they form? What were the civic organizations to advance civil liberties? What were the civil rights-related struggles that occurred? These are all various themes that this overview history talks about. And then finally, kind of the celebrities that came out of Sacramento and the arts and culture and sports arenas. And we found quite a few very interesting names of Sacramentans who went on to major careers in the cultural arts and sports arenas.
Given that, like, your wheelhouse is preservation and preserving history and culture across, I mean, you were talking about going down to Southern California, and now you're doing this in Sacramento. When you actually read through this report, the first draft, was there anything that resonated with you or even surprised you when flipping through it?
I was surprised at the pervasiveness of slavery in the United States in the middle of the 19th century. As you know, the state was admitted as a free state to the Union, but slaveholders from the South were able to bring their slaves into California, and provided they didn't overstay, you know, more than a year or so, they were allowed to take those slaves and have them work for them as enslaved persons, and then remove them back to the South.
And so time is relative. A year is a long time.
It is. And so one of the One of the names that popped out was Archie Lee in the effort to obtain his freedom from slavery. He was brought here back in the 1850s, I believe it was, mid-1850s. So that persistence of slavery, even in a free state, was a surprise, as were some of the things like, for example, not funding public school education for Black and Native American and Asian American school children. These communities had to band together to lobby the city's Board of Education and the state legislature to change laws and policies so their children could be educated in public schools.
And when a big topic of conversation or increasing topic of conversation has been looking at housing discrimination and racial covenants across the country, but in Sacramento included, did this draft compiling this this piece of history in the city of Sacramento, did it deepen your understanding of the impact and the history that racial covenants have had on the city of Sacramento?
It really did. Seeing all the layers of history, documenting the discrimination, the segregation, even here in California, I think a lot of people would be surprised at the depth of policies, practices, laws, the zoning decisions, the placement of highways through minority neighborhoods, the restrictions on where people could live, even when racial restrictive covenants were lifted, even when redlining practices that determined the ability to get loans to buy properties or improve them, even when those things were struck away in the courts, there were still social practices. Real estate brokers steering people of color to one neighborhood versus a neighborhood which was majority white. So when you add up all these things over decades of time, you get a very nuanced, very detailed idea of sort of the institutional mechanisms of racism and segregation at work here.
In this first draft of the analysis, it looks at the African-American community from the 19th century through 1980. Why not the 1990s and 2000s?
Historians have a practice of excluding things from the recent past because there is an assumption that we don't have a strong enough historical record, enough analysis, or enough distance historically to be able to look at things in an objective way and evaluate them. So that was one of the reasons for it. And then we get into the recent past and we have way more items to evaluate than we have budget, time, staffing, volunteers to cover. So our hope is that this will be for a first effort and that it will inspire the community and scholars to launch future efforts to document things from the recent past as well.
And when it comes to the community, you recently held a public meeting in the neighborhood of Meadowview in Sacramento. What was some of the feedback that you received from this draft?
You know, it's really interesting, Vicki. We've had four public meetings thus far. All four of them have been very, very distinct. We had a meeting where people were just very suspicious of what we were doing and critical, and they offered some very good suggestions on how to conduct future meetings and where to hold them and what resources to look at to strengthen our analysis. We had another meeting in Del Paso Heights, which where a lot of emotions were evoked because they were remembering and sharing with us how much of their community was lost during the 1990s and in the early 2000s as businesses closed down, as levels of crime and fear occurred and disinvestment occurred and people moved away from the community. And then this last meeting was more listening. People were just eagerly awaiting what we had to say about the report and our initial findings and were asking how to be involved, how to further this effort, how they could participate in it.
Well, Carson, thank you so much for joining us with the Progress Report. We look forward to learning more about the African-American experience in the city of Sacramento in the months and years to come.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me.
Carson Anderson is co-director of the City of Sacramento's African American Experience Project. We have provided a link to the project on our website, our Insight page. And with that, that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Carell Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.